1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J podcast. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl Ebby J. It's your girl Ebby J.
It's your girl, Ebby J, coming back at you with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Man, let me tell you guys something. Podcasting is fun, but it is definitely some work. But you know what? I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I'm very grateful for the support system that I have, and thank you so much for listening. And if you have been riding with me since the beginning, you would know that we are on episode 14. Now, let me give you guys a little disclosure here. So, I bought this microphone that I'm supposed to be able to use while I'm in the bed. Okay? I'm not going to lie, guys. Sometimes I do not want to sit at the kitchen counter and podcast. I really don't. I don't feel like recording. I would rather get baby girl down for bed, go on my bed, sit up in it, and plug the microphone in my iPad and start recording. But the last podcast that I did about what's your type, that was done in my bed with the microphone that I got for like portable on-the-go recording. I'm still on the market looking for a microphone that sounds just as good as this one that I have here. But be patient with me. So sometimes the audio may sound really, really good. Sometimes the audio may sound a little iffy. But all in all, I hope that you are enjoying the podcast and that you're getting the message behind each episode. Anyway, today we are going to talk about the importance of having a strong support system. Let me tell you, no matter what transitions you go in life, it is so important to have a strong support system. Now, here's the key. Your support system may or may not change depending on the season that you are in your life. Let me say that again. Your support system may or may not change depending on the season that you are in within your life. I hope that makes sense to you. So what I'm saying is this. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves, and we put a lot of pressure on people. I'm talking about myself, seriously. Because for me, having people in my immediate circle, having friends, having people that I actually call my friend, that's like a pretty big deal for me. I don't know about you, but that is a pretty big deal for me. And the reason why I say that is because I know how much I give and pour into relationships and how much I love the people who are in my circle. But what I realize is that depending on the season that they're in their life, they may not be able to give what I'm giving. Does that make any sense? Let me drink some water here. Depending on the season that they are in their life, they may not be able to give the amount of love, attention, support, et cetera, to me. And the same goes for you. But there is a boundary. Because one thing I don't like is when people just go absolute ghost and MIA without notice. Like, that is one pet peeve of mine that I have when people who have been there and all of a sudden they're gone. Like, to me, it's kind of like, especially if you haven't done anything or there's no beef between you guys and then all of a sudden, like, they disappear. Listen, I understand things happen, but what I don't understand is why won't you allow me to be there for you just as you've been there for me? And what God told me is that because I'm very sensitive about the energy around me in all dimensions of my life, not just my personal life, but my professional life, my entrepreneurial life, all perspectives. So all dimensions of my life, I'm very protective about the energy. It's possible that, you know, the person that you may want around is just not around. So you may be going through a certain season of your life and you're used to calling on certain people to be there for you, and they may not be able to be there for you just off the strength of they're just not supposed to be there. And that is definitely one of the hardest things that I have had to learn how to accept in my growth and in the different seasons in my life. Everybody is not meant to ride with you on every wave. There are some people that you're going to have to leave them two waves back on the journey. Sometimes they'll come back on the journey thereafter. Sometimes they won't. But I think one of the key things and one of the key messages that I'm trying to convey in this message is that everybody is not going to be there all the time, right? And the only thing that you can control is you. We can only control our emotions, our feelings, our effort, our thoughts, what we give, et cetera, et cetera. But be mindful that just because someone may have been there for you, it doesn't necessarily mean that they want you there for them. Because believe it or not, I had a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, and I always knew when she was going through something because she was ghost, gone, poof. You would never know that the girl was actually like alive, because she literally would go MIA ghost on you in a minute. And I used to take it really, really, really personal. And I've just stopped taking things like that personal, because it's like, why are you taking it personal? It's not anything because of you. You're not the reason why she's MIA, she's ghost. But this is someone that I still am very close to. Thank God she doesn't do that anymore. But I always knew when she was going through something, because she would get ghost. And another thing that I realize is you cannot force interactions and relationships. If people aren't giving you what you're giving them, if they're not even meeting you halfway with effort, then you have to ask yourself, is this worth it? Is this worth me putting in the effort? And if it's not, you know, then you need to think about walking away from it. But if it is, we have to learn how to be smart and wise with our effort and with our time, because time is something that you do not get back. Time is something that keeps moving. It keeps ticking no matter where you are in your life. Just because you're sad and upset and you may be depressed, it doesn't mean that time is going to stop. Time is going to keep moving. Lives are going to keep being lived. People are going to keep going. Nothing changes because you stopped. You get what I'm saying? And so you have to realize, and we have to realize, that people in our lives, they come and go. And just like they say, you're here for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And it's really up to us to be wise and to discern what the reason is, what the season is, and also those who will be around for a lifetime. And those lifetime partners come few and far between. So if you've been blessed with a core team, a core circle of lifetime partners, whether they're family members, whether they're friends, whether they're your current spouse or an old friend, it doesn't matter what it is. If you have people in your life that you know are going to be around forever and ever, hold true and hold tight to those relationships, because those are the relationships that are more stable, more secure, have more of a foundation. There's no pretentiousness going on, if that's even a word. Everyone is just being real, and everyone is just there to really be there and support one another. So I hope that this podcast is really valuable for you. I hope that it conveyed a message to you, not only to you, because believe it or not, I listen to my podcast. You know, when I'm driving down the street in this crazy Atlanta traffic, I pull up the Ebby J Show on the podcast, whether it's Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, and I do listen to my own messages because they resonate with me. A lot of times I'm sitting down in the bed, my eyes are closed, or like right now I'm at the island and my eyes are closed and I just vibe out. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's really all about. There is no like list of things that I want to cover in my podcast. I just say what's on my mind and what's on my heart and keep it rolling. And that's what makes this so authentic. And, you know, it's something to be mindful of and noticed of when you are putting forth efforts in something that you didn't even realize was a dream or a goal. And it's so important, even for me, to have my tribe and to have my support team and group around me and recognize those who are there for the long term rather than those who are there just to get whatever they can get and then they're out. Until next time, ciao, friends.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media by finding me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, spelled J-A-Y, and also on Facebook. Just search for The Ebby J Show. Also, check out my blog at www.theebbyjshow.com. Remember, you can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Until next time, remember to feel your beauty and own it.